You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Could you please speak on the mission and vision of Brain Tumour Support New Zealand?
Brain Tumour Support New Zealand was created in 2019 by a lady called Mandy, and she set up the organisation because she had a brain tumour herself, and she realised when she went searching for support that actually there wasn't really any. So, you know, our vision is that people affected by a brain tumour will feel less afraid, less alone and more empowered. And our mission is to support, inform and advocate for everyone in Aotearoa, New Zealand, affected by a brain tumour. So that's not just the people who have brain tumours themselves, but their wider whānau and friends, because it often impacts not only the person that has the brain tumour, but the people that are caring for them and supporting them.
Could you please describe the inspiration behind the Make May Better Awareness Month?
Yeah, absolutely. So May is always Brain Tumour Awareness Month, and I'm the CE of the organisation. It's the first chief executive that they've had. So I decided that it would be really great to create our own fundraising platform called NoGoingBack.nz. And the purpose, I guess, of this is for people to create their own fundraiser, create a challenge, create an event that they can build onto the site. You can also donate on the site because, you know, brain tumours, they're scary, and the thing is that once you have one, there is no going back, you know. They attack the very essence of who we are, our thoughts, our emotions, our behaviour and our personality. So, you know, once you've got one, there is no going back. And I guess that was the mission behind setting up this platform, was that so once you've created your fundraiser, you signed up to do an event or you decide to support someone, there is no going back.
How can those interested participate in this campaign?
So there's two ways that people can participate. So we've got the platform nogoingback.nz, and you can also access that through braintumorsupport.org.nz. So within that platform, you can either sign up and create your own fundraiser. It could be anything from doing an event to hosting a morning tea in your workplace, or a, you know, a dress-up day, or just say, we're supporting Brain Tumour Support New Zealand this month, and so you can raise money so you can create a team in there. You can also support some of the other people that are doing events, so you could donate to their campaign, or you can simply just donate to our organisation. The other way that you can support is to buy a beanie. So you may have heard that we have a quirky fundraiser that we launch every year around this time called Brainy Beanies. And we have this amazing community of people that knit for us and create these incredible creations, and we sell them to far and wide, and they're called Brainy Beanies. So they're all hand-littered with love by someone who cares, for someone who'll be very grateful. And you can jump onto our website, braintumorsupport.org.nz, buy a beanie and purchase a beanie for yourself or for your family and friends, and all of that money goes towards supporting people who've been diagnosed with brain tumours. What we do for anyone that is diagnosed with a brain tumour is we send out a thing called a brain box, and it's basically a free box of wellness kind of goodies that we send out to people. And so all of that we do for free. We don't have any government funding, we don't have any contract funding, we rely completely on donations and grants and people that fundraise for us. So the brain boxes are a huge core part of our service, and that's often what that money will go towards.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.